Shir of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Memhei Omud Beis. We begin with the very last words on Memhei Omud Aleph. We're in Simen Lamed Beis. We're finishing up Sif Tez Zayim, which is a long Sif dealing with the halachos still of Mukaf Gvil, that when you write the letters on a parchment of tefillin, the entire letter has to be surrounded by some of the white parchment. You can't have it going either into another letter or all the way till the end of the parchment page. It must be surrounded, each letter, entirely by white. So the Mechaber writes, Hodimach Shirinon, that which we said that it's good, Kishinifsakos, if part of a letter is missing, so that was what we talked about in the last couple of Shiurim, when you have pieces of a letter that are missing, it's only Dafko Kishinichtav Bechashus V'achakach Nifsak. That's only if the letter was originally written perfectly well. This has been discussed previously. The Mechaber is really recapping this over here. And the letter had to have been written properly, and only afterwards, v'achakach nifsak, only then if a piece of it became either rubbed out or a nekev, a hole became in it, or whatever the situation was, that it no longer was perfectly good, in that situation, it's acceptable. However, avol mitchila, if it originally, kishenichtav, hayashom nekev, a nifsak bo, if there was originally, before you wrote it, there was already a nekev in the parchment, and that's why it was no good, or there was some sort of a hafsak in there, it never was good originally, or, oh, in regal hakaf hapshuta o kayotze bo magia lasof haklaf, or if when you wrote the letter, it went all the way till the end of the parchment, so that it wasn't surrounded totally by the parchment. The letter went all the way up till the edge of the parchment. So beli hekif klaf mitchiloso, and it never had the surrounding area of the cloth surrounding the letter. It went all the way till the edge. Pasul, this is no good. Now, this is the entire Mechaber, and there is no Ramah on this, so we'll spend the rest of the time today, Shia, it's a shorter daf in some ways, we'll spend the rest of the time talking what the Mishneh Berurah says, and then we'll remind ourselves what the whole of the halachos are. The halacha Berurah has a very nice summary of all of these halachos of the dinim of Mukaf Gvil, that the letters have to be surrounded by parchment. So the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Nun Gimel writes, Kishenivsak os. We're talking here, he says, V'hu hadin ma demachshu la'el. This is what we talked about previously that is good. Im nikev regal hay, that which we were talking about, if the regal of the hay was in some way cut off, it still is considered good. However, that's only avol benikev chalolo. When we talked about the inside, if there was a puncture or a hole in the inside of the letter, that we said demachshu shom ha-mechaber, that the mechaber said that was good. That's even if the hole inside the letter was there beforehand. Afilu im nikev kod. When we're talking here about that it has to be after the letter was written, that's on the leg itself having a puncture or on the outside part. But on the inside part, even if the hole was there originally, it's good. Then why does he write over here, li'achar shenichtav? Lo nakat shom im li'achar shenichtav, only elamishum sefer the nikev haregel. That's only when it's talking about over here that the leg itself. So that had to have been done, that it was first written well, and then the leg became no good afterwards. But if the hole was on the inside of the letter, in the space inside the letter that has surrounded on three sides parts of a letter, like a hey or a ches or other letters like that, so then it still is good, even if it was l'chatchila. Sivkot Nudalid, the Mishneh Berurah writes, V'achar kach nifsak, hatam, he explains, D'lo bo'inon mukav gvil rak be'esak siva. The reason for this is that you need to have the letters surrounded on all sides by parchment only at the time of the writing. And therefore, if the nekev goes even from one letter to the other letter, gam ken kosher, since the letters when they were written were all perfectly good. However, he does bring down a chumrah. Achein haderech achayim b'hilchos kriyas haTorah b'din chav zayin machmir b'zeh. This is a famous chumrah over here, the derech achayim. The Bir Halacha has a detailed discussion about this, which we won't go into. And he says, ayin and Bir Halacha, talking about what the sheet of this derech achayim is. Furthermore, the Mishneh Berurah says, v'da od, you should know further, the be'inyan negiyas osios, when the letters are touching each other, afilu miyodea bebiro shenasa liachar aksiva, even if this occurred after they were written properly, gam kein possibly brings down the name of derech ha-chaim, that it's also not good. He also brings down chaymashma vei shmuel, the evan ha-ezer, and he says, the sphiru lei, because they hold, gam kein ditzorech lochosh leteretz rishon shebe vei sosef bediba maskel v'yim tom v'chule, because their choshesh here for the vei sosef has two sheetas that are written down over there, and he says, the ein mechalik b'negia b'inim lo hukav b'esak siva o achakach, in regards to the letters touching each other, it doesn't make a difference whether it was done at the time of the writing or afterwards. So this is a big chumrah that he brings down in the name of the Derech HaChaim. This is actually a quite complicated discussion. Again, as I mentioned, the Bir Halacha has an Arichus on this over here, and we'll leave this for now at the understanding that we have. In Sivkot Nunhei, he brings down the Mishnah Berurah writes, Mitchila, Ubisofik Mosai Nasa Nekev. If you're not sure when the Nekev was made, was it done before the writing or was it done after the writing? He says, Tolan, the Achar Ksiva Nasa. Then you assume that it was done after it was written, so therefore the Ksiva was done well, and only the Nekev came afterwards. Why? The Mistama, Imhoya Besa Ksiva, Hoya Sofer Roeyu. Because probably if the Sofer had seen the hole over there initially, he wouldn't have written the letter in that way, or he would have done something to correct it, and therefore we can presume that the hole came after the writing, and if the writing was good originally, then we don't need the Hekev Gvul. In Dishu No 86, however, he brings down, if the sofer is Einu Becheskas Medakdek B'masav, if the sofer is not one who's zealous in his performance of the mitzvah, Umisraches B'shas Ksiva Sastam, and if he is a little bit too quick to do the writing of Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos to get them done, so then the Shevet HaLevi writes, How can we just assume that the Nekev wasn't there initially, that the Sofer noticed it, when we know the Sofer is not so medakdek? Because maybe it was originally there and the Sofer just didn't pay too much attention. And only if you know there's a high likelihood that the Sofer would have noticed it before, and then can we rely that its stomach came out afterwards. Furthermore, he writes, if you see that the klaf does have other punctures in it, not in the place of the ksiva, so then the Shevet HaLevi also says, ain lahakya, because you have proof in front of you. You clearly see other nekavim. So therefore, mistama, the nekavim were there before the writing, and he says, how can you just say, mistama, it was after the writing, when you have almost proof positive that it probably was there before the writing? So therefore, these are reusa in the chazaka, and therefore they can't be relied upon lahakya. The Mishnah Berurah does give a cool over and he says, unless the holes are very small, and in that situation, one can assume that the hole definitely came afterwards. In Siv Katan and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Nekev, what type of hole are we talking about? Davka Nekev, a hole, or kora, or a tear, av she'ein nikra klal ha-hefzik, even though it's not recognizable. Umishum delayo mukov gvil beis ha-ksiva, since it wasn't done properly at the time of the writing, it's no good. However, I will hefsek be alma kosher. Ain't sorrow shum tikkun. If it's just a little hefsek here and you still have an adequate amount of the letter there and there's no hole in the parchment, so then kiven shiyeh shir os ad makomahu, since there's in fact an adequate amount of the letter there, and now it's just cut off from the bottom part, there's some sort of an erasure over there, as we've already learned in Sif Tez Vav and in earlier in Sif Tez Zayin, then it would be good. If you still have thin, pencil-thin lines of the letters still present, so then also we learned about this previously, and he tells us that we'll learn about this again later on as well. As long as you still have a line there of the letters, and then the letter still has a status to it, and it's recognizable as a letter, and it's good. In Siv Katan and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes down that if you have, for example, the extension of the Chof, Pshuta, or any other letter like that going all the way to the end of the cloth, then we said it's no good. So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'koshe king, gage osios, and certainly if it's the roof of the letter, or the emson, or the middle part of the letter, she'en lahem hekik vil be'esak siva, if they're not totally surrounded by parchment, they certainly are no good. Why did he then tell us the regal pshuta? The nokat regal revusa. This is a chiddush over here that it's extending even this din to the regal. Because after be'es ksiva sofa regal, as you're writing the letter, for example, you're writing the letter nun, and it goes all the way down to the end of the page. So once you've written enough of the letter nun, there still is page or parchment left. Even though if you stopped writing at that point, it would be perfectly good. So one might have thought, kivar nigmar tsura sa'os karoi, you have enough of the nun over there. And anything you're drawing now beyond that, all the way till the edge of the parchment, is extra. It's excess. And therefore, afilu hachi kos man shalo silek yodom in os mikre dover ze beisak siva. Since if you didn't remove your hand and you're still writing the letter, it's still considered part of the letter, even though you have enough of the letter already. And you need to have the entire letter surrounded by parchment. And here, even though you would have stopped, you would have had enough of the letter written, and there would still be then the hakafas gvil around the remainder of the letter. But since you kept on extending it, so you actually have made it worse by writing more. You should have stopped, and it would have been better. And that's in fact what one should do. One should stop prior to reaching the end of the parchment. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sif Nun Ches. And he writes, Beli Hekef, it's not surrounded by parchment. Vafilum hi aruka kiroi, it was written long enough. Dainu sheish bo shir shafilum nigra kitzas lamato yishar tsurasos. Even if some of it was erased, it would still have a perfectly good letter there. So why should it ruin it if it goes all the way down? Mikomakom posel, it's no good. And the Magen Avraham explains this. And in the Dirshu note 88, he writes what this explanation is. And it's because he brings down the name of the Radach, if you write a letter and it's big enough, it's long enough that even if you erased part of the end of it, it would still be good. So it's technically good even before you erase it because of the principle, because we have this rule that we brought down previously in the name of the Rashba and it's brought down again over here. When it comes to making Korban Mincha, if you have enough to be able to stir the Korban Mincha together, there's not too much in there that you can't stir it. So even if you don't stir it, the lack of stirring is not going to ruin it. As long as you could have done it, it's good enough even if you don't do it. So to hear, if you could have erased it, even though you haven't erased it, it's technically still good enough. So the fact that it's not Mukav Gil shouldn't ruin it. However, the Magen Avraham writes, Masik HaMagen Avraham, Sheyesh LaHachmir Badova. The Magen Avraham is Machmir. The Kozman Shalogiro, if you didn't erase the extra piece that was too long, that was extending all the way to the end of the parchment, Hareza Apostle. However, he brings down the Mishnah Berurah, disagrees with this later on, and he brings down here in the Bir Halacha as well, Sheitachin Letzari Feshitas Haradach Lahokil, that based upon this and a combination of other Shitas, one could, if one had to, under extenuating circumstances, be Makel in this situation, but L'chachila, one should rub away the part that is running all the way down to the edge of the parchment, as long as you still have enough of the letters still behind, that's the preferable thing to do. In Sivkot and Nuntes, the Mishnah Berurah writes Mitchilo, so from the beginning it has to be surrounded by parchment. However, he says, Avlam Nechtafa Klaf Achakach. You originally wrote the Nun or whatever letter it was with plenty of room around the end of the letter that it was surrounded totally by parchment. But then somebody cut the parchment, and now there's no parchment there where there used to be parchment, and now the letter is going all the way down to the edge of the parchment. In this situation, Aidezeh, Ein Mukav Kvil, Kosher. Even though it's not surrounded over here by parchment, this is considered good because it was originally good. And in Dirshu note 89, he points out, Vim yochel legarer es ksasos lesakna shetia mukev es gvul, that's the proper thing to do. L'chatrila, one should do that, even though it technically is good like this, but since the letter goes all the way to the edge of this new end of the parchment that had been cut off, nevertheless, one should still, if there's enough room, erase a little bit of the letter, so even now the letter is surrounded totally by parchment. And in Sivkot and Samach, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Vim Rotzel Asakin, if you want to try to correct this as we said you should, Yigarik Tzas Kidei Shiyah Mukav Gvil. One should erase a little bit so even now it is Mukav Gvil. However, he says, to add on another piece of parchment and attach it there, Avodibuk Matlis, Lo Mahani Lakovas Gvil. If the Nun or whatever letter it is ran all the way to the edge of the parchment to sew on or attach, to glue on another piece of parchment and now say that it's Hakofas Gvil, that's no good. Diboinon Hakofas Haos Miguf Hastam. That it has to be surrounded from the original parchment that was there and not by adding on another piece of parchment. In the issue, footnote 91, he does point out that the Taz would allow this over here, and the Prima Gadim writes, She'ein ze elo ki shahoy sa hamatlis mechuberis leklaf b'shasak siva. It's only if it was an additional piece was on the cloth from the original time that it was writing. But to add on another piece of parchment afterwards, that's no good. If the parchment was there at the beginning, even though it's two parchments and they're connected, so that would be acceptable. But not to add on a whole new parchment so it's no longer running all the way to the edge because you've added on a piece of parchment, that is no good. So let's summarize what we have here. There's a very nice summary in the Halacha Berurah, and he says, L'chatchila, every letter has to have Hakofas Gvil totally surrounding it. If you don't, it's Psula. However, kolo shenichtava mitchila b'kashrus, if it was written properly originally, u'la'achamikein nasiv o'nekev, if only something happened to it afterwards, b'ofen sh'ato einamu kefes gvil k'sheri, even though it now is not totally surrounded by parchment, it is acceptable, as we've already learned. Avol mitchila k'shenichtava hoi b'nekev, but if at the beginning there was a hole in the parchment, and it wasn't good, v'lo yisomu kefes gvil mitchilas k'sivasa, and it wasn't totally surrounded by parchment from the beginning, then it's psula. Therefore, if you wrote a letter, for example, like a nun, sophist, that goes all the way to the bottom, it's a long letter, the nimshicha ha'os at sofa klaf, ba'ofin sh'adiyo shebekotze ha'os einu mukakvil, so the last little drop of the nun is all the way up to the edge, harehi psula, it is no good. This is true even if the nun is longer than it's supposed to be, and if you erase part of the nun, you'd still have a perfectly good nun there, so it technically could be viewed as if it's not there, but l'chatchila we don't view as if it's not there, yesh l'hachmir b'zeh. However, if you do erase the ink in the extra part, it isn't a problem of shalok kisidron. It is still considered good kisidron, and that is the proper way to do this, to correct it. Ein lochush b'zeh mishum shalok kisidron. As we mentioned, adding on another parchment is not acceptable, but if the parchment originally was bigger and it was mukav fill, and then you cut off part of the parchment, then it is acceptable, but l'chachila, you should still try to erase a little bit of the edge of the letter, so there is still this concept of mukav gvil on this halachically correct letter, but preferable to erase a little bit. If two letters became fused after they were written because of some moisture or something like that, so then there are psulos. However, you can erase and rub them away to be mafrid the osios, and again, one doesn't have to be concerned that this is shalok kisidron. This concludes today's shiur.